I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. The Republican race for the Republican nomination to challenge the president in 2012. Underway with dropouts making all the news. We go through the long list, but most significantly, the governor of Indiana, Mitch Daniels, drops out. And that means all eyes turn to the people already in, especially the governors. Mitt Romney is in the lead. He ran before. He was number two to John McCain. That is always a good position in the Republican Party. At the same time, Tim Pawlenty, not as well known as Mitt Romney, is the former governor of Minnesota, and his presidential bid is very official looking. He's announced it so, and he has several events coming up where he will road test his story, his narrative, in front of a national audience and in front of his chief rival, everyone's chief rival, Mitt Romney. The question is, does Mr. Pawlenty have a plan, and is he now telling us everything we need to know about his time in Minnesota? Beth Reinhardt, a political correspondent for National Journal. Beth, a very good evening to you. We first look to June 13th when Mitt Romney and Tim Pawlenty face each other in a debate. Has this never happened before?
They both have attended, the conservative, the leading conservative gathering, CPAC, it's known as. But they weren't on stage at the same time. It wasn't a debate. So there's a different dynamic there, obviously, when the candidates are face-to-face and it's on national television.
Right, and they get questions from this will be a CNN-sponsored debate, so it'll
right.
be in Manchester. So the questions will come from journalists, and it'll be a matter of nuance and expressing their record and declaring themselves in tight 1-minute or 2-minute remarks.
Right. I mean, that's a big difference from being at a forum where, candidates come on one by one and get to say what they want to say.
Now, the question of Mr. Pawlenty and Mr. Romney, they're both governors. One was a one-term governor. I understand Mr. Pawlenty was a two-term governor or one-term governor?
Two-term governor.
Two-term governor, which makes him naturally more successful than Mr. Romney because Mr. Romney didn't run for re-election. But you also have questions being raised about how Mr. Pawlenty is remembering his gubernatorial time in office. Most recently, I note, the governor now, Arn Carlson, has issued a blog that you cite. Former governor Arn Carlson has issued a blog saying that Mr. Pawlenty raised taxes. Can you straighten this out? Because he often talks about how he balanced the budget and is a tax cutter.
Right. Well, nobody's perfect, especially a governor who served two terms in office. And, Pawlenty, by, talking to people who are not partisan, political science professors and fiscal watchdog groups, he was a very conservative governor. He definitely held the line on spending. He definitely rejected a number of tax hikes, but he wasn't perfect. He did allow $200 million a year tax hike on cigarettes to go into effect. More broadly, there's some criticism that he sort of did a lot of tinkering around the edges of the budget and didn't make sort of the very fundamental, sweeping structural reforms that the state needed in order to weather the recession or come out of the recession.
It looks like what he did was something that I've seen talked about in California, which is a lot of one-offs, single-time budget and adjustments to balance the books. You note that the Minnesota Taxpayers Association calls this budgetary duct tape. Does
right.
Mr. Pawlenty have a response to these details about school money shifting or sales and corporation income tax refunds, that sort of thing?
Well, one explanation he has, and to be fair, it is a legitimate one, is that he was working with a Democratic-controlled legislature. And so, his powers to implement, sweeping fiscal austerity measures, his power to do that was limited. He was in Minnesota, which is a state with a liberal Democratic reputation, and he was sort of bringing trying to implement things that were totally new to the political culture.
The question is, if he's going to say he was in a blue state and he was dealing with a legislature that is not friendly. That's exactly what you would have, by the way, in Washington. So I'm wondering if there's a future that is his past. So we now have the charge that I read in National Journal by Ken Martin, who's chair of something called the Democratic Farmer Labor Party. That doesn't sound like a Republican base, who accused Mr. Pawlenty of lying about his record, and he bankrupted the future of the state. Now, that's clearly overstatement. But you note that only the really troubled states of California, Nevada, New Jersey, Oregon, and Texas have bigger gaps than Minnesota's as a share of their overall budget. Does Mr. Pawlenty respond to that?
I don't know that he's responded to that specifically. His team has said, you know, this deficit, they point out it's a projected deficit.
Right.
You know, there are some things that could change. But it's certainly a legacy that is going to follow him through this campaign, unless there's, you know, unexpectedly good news by budget forecasters in Minnesota.
And also onto the dais with Mr. Romney, because this is exactly the sort of thing that comes up in a debate, and you need to have a good talking point in order to answer charges, because as I understand, he's not going to be on the dais with Mr. Romney alone. He'll be up there with a lot of what you'd have to say are niche players, including possibly Michelle Bachmann, who comes from Minnesota. Is she going to be a problem for Mr. Pawlenty? Has anybody gamed that out, that we have two people from the same state, one with almost nothing to lose, to throw herself into this and say, Tim Pawlenty, you're a Democrat?
Yeah. I think she's a little bit of a threat to him, not so much in Minnesota, though I guess, you know, they would be competing for some of the same donors. But more importantly, she's a threat to him in Iowa, the state that holds the first caucus. That's the state that Pawlenty sees as really his gateway to the nomination. And Michelle Bachmann, though she lives in Minnesota now, is actually from Iowa.
Right.
Is you know, happy to claim her status as a seventh-generation Iowan when she's there, and has a rapport with the social conservatives there that is, you know, pretty deep. She's really a Tea Party hero in a way that Tim Pawlenty is not.
And so because they'll be on the stage together, presuming she announces, she has not done this yet.
Right.
She's going to be in a position to sort of catch him if he makes a mistake about Minnesota.
Right. I mean, I don't know that the debate is where she would necessarily, you know, that, I don't know that that's her strongest suit. Where she's very strong is retail politicking,
right,
and making that, forging that connection with voters, and also in fundraising. She's been very successful at fundraising.
Let's point to that, because that's another date you note. This is Beth Reinhardt of the National Journal, June 30th. That's the end of the second quarter. And Mr. Pawlenty's got to put some numbers up to at least get in the same league as Mr. Romney. And that means that Daniels' dropout has helped Pawlenty. Is that true? Is that how we interpret this in Washington?
Well, I think, you know, I talked to a Romney guy who said that he knew someone who was holding out for Daniels and is now going with Romney. So I don't know if we can say where, you know, whether most of the Daniels people are going to Pawlenty or Romney. It, you know, certainly helps either one of them to have one less competitor in the race. But Pawlenty, it's interesting, has also already started to sort of manage expectations. He's been in interviews the last couple of days since he officially launched his campaign, you know, but sort of conceding that Romney is going to raise much, much, much more money than he is. So he's sort of lowering the bar already.
All right, Tim Pawlenty, former governor of Minnesota, and Beth Reinhardt mentioning he's lowering the bar. That's good strategy. You don't want to disappoint. The Obama campaign in 2008 was very good about saying how their fundraising was running behind and then whomping it when the accounts came in. Michelle Bachmann is a rival from Minnesota, and questions to be answered by Mr. Pawlenty on the campaign trail about taxes. I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show.